something like that.
Well, if you had a herd and I said, how many cattle you got in that herd?
I have 50 cattle in that herd.
Would you ever say 50 head or anything?
50 head. 50 head.
What about if you're talking about children? Would you ever use that word then?
Yeah, I'd use that word children. I have 5 children.
Would you ever say you had 5 head?
No, I wouldn't say 5 head of children. I'd say 5 children.
Have you ever heard that, though? People say that?
No, I never have heard them say 5 head of children.
What about 11 or something like that? A lot of them.
A herd. I have a herd of children.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's interesting. Have you ever heard, like, if there were a whole lot of them, if there were 50 children or something, how would you say that? Would you say that was a...
I've got a 50 head of children.
Have you ever heard of a tassel?
A what?
A tassel.
Never have.
Like a tassel of children?
No, I never have heard that.
Or a tassel of geese or something?
No, I don't believe I have.
And what do you eat with, like when you have, when you're fixing your supper or something?
Eat with plates and sauce and knife. If you have a dessert, you'd have that in a different bowl, you know, with a spoon in it or something like that.
What do you bring your food to your mouth with? Cut it.
Fork.
Do you ever use more than one knife?
No, I don't really have, unless cutting up meat or something like that now. You'd cut up meat for supper or down stuff with a butcher knife.
So you'd have two?
Two knives. You'd have two knives. Knife to use on the plate, and then you have that.
Well, is there a place around here anywhere? Like over at the lake or something, over at Lake Livingston or Lake Conroe, where the boats come up and tie up to a place there?
Shoreline. They call that the shoreline.
Do they have any built places, though, where they can tie up?
Well, not that I know of. They have them, I reckon. I don't know what you call them, but they come up to the shoreline and park and tie up.
What, have you ever been down to the Houston ship channel?
Yeah, I've worked down there.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What did you do down there?
I loaded cotton and loaded 200-pound sacks of flour and everything like that on a little truck, you know, with handles to it.
I didn't know that. How long did you do that?
I've done that for about 3 months.
When was that?
That was in 1923.
Tell me about it, the kind of work.
Well, you got paid for an hour, and you'd go off on a certain hour and come back on a certain hour. And you'd wear everyday clothes, you know, because it was dirty work.
It was?
And I've loaded 200-pound sacks of flour on it. I've loaded bales of cotton on it. They catch it and then put it on the ship.
Well, were you working on the shoreline or?
On the shoreline. I was working on shoreline in the warehouse, trucking it to the shoreline.
Was the warehouse built out on a
platform?
Well, I don't guess the ships could come right in against the warehouse.
Not right against it, but pretty close to it, and then they'd have tongs and wire to come stretch out and get it and load it on.
Well, if you wanted to walk out by the ship, is there anything that stuck way out there, you know?
No, it wouldn't be nothing, just a walk. There'd be a walk stick out there.
Called a walk out beside the ship?
A walk out beside the ship.
Well, if you wanted to, if you were, you know, in the warehouse there and you heard, you know, you heard that there was a ship sinking or something way out in the channel.
Yeah.
And you wanted to get as far out in the channel to look down to see, you know, what it was.
I'd go to the wharf out there next to the channel and look and see.
Is there a wharf there?
It'd be a wharf, yeah.
How far out would it be?
It'd go out maybe several feet, 15 or 20 feet out, a wharf.